Of course, the television set has spoiled me on this, that guy that talks about potter sausage.
Meddling him.
Gets on his funny hat. Now, what do you call that meat that you slice and fry with your eggs?
Bacon.
Isn't that smoked?
Smoked bacon.
Mm-hmm. And the part that used to be on the outside when you'd slice it yourself? The part that you'd fry out and have such trouble getting off? The rib?
Rind.
Huh?
Rind. Bacon rind.
You mean you fry it? You're not talking about crackling.
Now what's crackling?
That's the, now I remember you see Mother do that, take a big pan, and when you kill hog, they take this, that's the fat, and they put...
Render.
Render, put it in this pan, put it in the oven, and you get this render all the grease out of this. And then she just pour this up and then set that out and cool, and boy, that was good eating, the crackling.
Mmm.
Used to make crackling cornbread for that.
Yeah. That's,
oh boy.
Put that in cornbread.
Little surprises in there, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, let me get that back here into the cornbread.
Crackling cornbread.
Did you call it that at your house, too? Crackling?
Well, no, I didn't. Oh, did it get him started on this old-time Indian dishes and things?
Yeah, Joe, his folks cooked a lot different than mine.
Did you make chow puller?
Oh, boy.
A little chow puller?
Chow puller. I've eaten a lot of it.
Is that custom cracked?
Well, now, I had an aunt out here that used to beat that corn herself, and they had a... they would get a big, I forgot what kind of a tree this was, but they'd cut this tree off about 4 feet high, and they'd burn all on the inside. They'd just dish it out. So you make a dish out in this, and they'd have a pedestal that they would make out of, I forgot what kind of a wood that was. And then they'd take a big turkey wing, and they'd take this dry corn, and they'd put it down in here, and they'd use this pedestal to just pound that corn, see? Mm-hmm. And then one would pound, and the other one stand in this turkey wing, which would fan this husk out of this, see? And they'd pound that stuff for hours till, boy, those little corn grains would just shine. Now, that's what they made their hominy out of.
Oh, then they put lye?
They used lye with it to take that little husk that was on the corn. Uh-huh. And then they would go through with some kind of wood ashes they'd use in this too. To take that stuff off. They'd use lye. Uh-huh. And then they'd cook that, and when they cooked that, it'd be an all day's deal. And they'd just kill hogs, see, and put this fresh pork and stuff in this. And they'd cook her all day, and they'd cook them in one of these big wash pots. Uh-huh. And when they cooked it, they'd have the neighbors all around would come in. You know, and she lived in a big house, had about 8 rooms in this house, with a big long hall down through it, and then, boy, they would just have a feast.
Well, I'll bet. I've talked to a number of people that mentioned Tom Fuller, and how they like Tom Fuller.
She's nice.
Have you ever seen him?
You go out and cut a tree down?
Yeah.
No.
We can
pretty
buy
lucky.
That.
We're pretty lucky now. You can buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can.
Oh, yeah, you can get it.
It's called Pearl Hominy.
Pearl Hominy.
I'll show you. Cool. Yes, you ever
you
seen
got some in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, that's good.
Well, I didn't know that.
And the old time, I'll tell you, the sickest that I ever was. I went out to my aunt's one time, and what we call the first I ever eat, hickory-nut hominy. And boy, you talk about rich. And it's just like a soup, see, with these hickory-nut kernels in there. I don't know how they fix that up. But that stuff is really